The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got such bad news.
I want to tell you,
folks, CNN's primetime ratings plunge into black hole.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is killing me. This is too much. How much to talk about? I'm going to play a piece by Trey Gowdy, too, just in a couple minutes here. Crazy business going on in your country, friends. But there's also a new spirit on the rise, too. And are willing to confront the issues at hand. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, too, we appreciate you very much. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Now, you know what? Just let me go back just for a second here, because I've noticed over the last couple days, we've had a couple bloggers coming after me again and saying that racism, Bradley, was not its origin coming from Trotsky, which in fact it was. And I had to let him know because he's like a little kid, these individuals, friends. When I'm saying that these bloggers are mentally ill, I kid you negative, they're mentally ill. These are grown-ups, 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years old, that have nothing better to do with their time than to attack them that are actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
So what I had to do is say, you know, basically he wanted an answer from me, and I told him my father said that I wasn't to answer a fool in his folly. And I kind of reasoned with myself, and I thought, you know, to argue with a person like this who has renounced the use of all reason, it's like administering medicine to a dead person.
Yeah, that's not going to do any good, is it?
What good does it do?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's not going to like revive the idiot, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Again, I didn't say that. Vladimir Lenin rightly said that. But in fact, friends, in fact, we are the Christians that the bloggers love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. And liberals, really, what are they called? Why don't we just call them for what they really are? They're criminals. You know, when you talk about the left, friends, they're criminals. Let's just call them for what they are. They're violating the laws of our constitutional republic. So as I like to bring about resolve when I bring this up, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, we wouldn't have a left. I like that. We're also the voice that the pro-murders wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Matter of fact, I think we just found out today that one of the conservatives, those that the conservatives just loved and admired, actually was found to have spent $1.5 billion in advocating the abortion of innocent in the womb.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, didn't want to say anything, but I figured I better say something, because if I didn't, then what would I be doing on the radio if I wasn't making the American people aware? I mean, because remember back in 1777, I believe it was, Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, he actually worked on the Committee of Correspondence to awaken the 13 colonies as to what the issues were concerning the tyrant King George. And just keep in mind, friends, do those 13 colonies and those 56 signers are the ones that defeated the 97% that were trying to destroy at that time, because they were on the Lord's side and not on man's side. And I think that's important for people to know. I mean, I really do. I think people need to realize that, first of all, we understand that this administration doesn't have the support that the state-run media wants you to believe that they have. We know that as a fact they don't have the support. And we also know that that is a Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them when, in fact, there isn't. Ah, what a way to run your show, huh? Everything that you do is promulgated through a complete lie.
Yes.
There's nothing truthful about them. I mean, absolutely nothing truthful at all about these people, and yet they continuously prevail in the minds of the people that are carnal and then their fallen state. In other words, they trust in man's fallen state rather than they do in Christ's risen state. And I just don't think that really is a good place to be. Now, I got a couple things to say concerning that topic. In just one second, I'm pulling it up. This is live radio, and these things are coming to my aid right now. So what I need to do is I need to hit these topics. So therefore, I'm going to hit these topics.
Put the nail, oh, hit the, you know, hey. Hammer on the nail of the head.
Okay, and of course, while I'm on live radio, I'm having a problem.
Head of the nail. Yes. Well, you know, I could go on with my thing while you're looking that up.
Well, I don't want you to get, you know, the message too scrambled, Steph. I seem to be doing a pretty good job at that right now.
So. Oh, okay, well, that's fine. You just scramble, like scrambled eggs, just scramble it up. You know, scrambled eggs are good, by
it's
the way.
It's just probably best right now that you just shush
okay,
for a moment.
Okay, well, this is like live radio, so if I shush, then there's going to be like silence, and everyone's going to say, wait, what's wrong with my
that's
radio?
True. They probably won't
what's
hear.
Wrong with my computer?
I did want everybody to know that CNN's primetime ratings plunge into black hole.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because it never rose out of the black hole.
Oh, right. They're in the black hole.
Yeah, because we also know that CNN's president actually resigned a year and a half because the ratings were so bad. But because the American people, when they travel, they go through the airport,
they
think everybody is watching CNN, when in fact that is bought and paid for when
that's
you go
true.
Through all these, you know, bus terminals, these airport terminals, whatever the case might be. CNN is almost forced ratings.
Of course.
If they have any ratings.
Yeah.
But friends, I'm here to tell you today.
By the way, ratings they got.
They don't have any ratings.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
They're lower than a snake's belly.
Totally.
They're plunging in the black hole of abyss.
Yes. They're reaping
hopefully
what they sold.
And never to come back
yeah.
again.
Yeah. That's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that.
Do you like that?
I like that.
Okay. Did you also know that there's a bill nullifying federal gun laws which passed in Missouri Senate? In other words, this is really good. A federal judge just stood up on the behalf of the American people by enforcing the laws of our constitutional republic and said, judge pulls trigger on another gun limit. In other words, back off, you corrupt individuals in government. So you got a lot of good stuff going for you today as well, friends.
Good. It's good to get some good news.
Yeah, there's also another officer, a police officer, Michael Vigini, who was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after he repeatedly conducted roadside anal searches of men for fun. Him and a network of police officers in his district were actually giving men anal searches.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, do I need to go and find out what they prefer as far as their sexual lifestyle?
Ugh.
And if anybody can understand where I'm going right now, can we also understand the mind of these people?
Right.
Why God says they're reprobate and why this is called an abomination?
Yep.
Well, he gets 2.5 years in prison. So
oh, that's good.
Good for him. I think that's great news for the American people because America is not putting up with this garbage anymore.
That's right.
And I think that, well, you know, what's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so friends, if you'd like to check us out online, we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff. Matter of fact, what we're going to do right after this break, we're going to come back to our Pretty Little Princess. And then I'm going to play a piece by Trey Gowdy, which was second to none. Now, friends, I want you to understand that I'm siding with principle because I know that everybody's going to look at Trey Gowdy and try to find something wrong with him. And if you're not doing that, I also don't want you to put your trust in the arm of the flesh because cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Let's trust in the principles that God has given, especially when man actually enforces them because we are the laws of this republic. So I'm going to play that piece as well right when we get back. I'm excited to play that because it was great. It's about a 2.5 minute piece. And then what I also want to do is let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, got about 100-some thousand people interacting right now. Awesome stuff. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or follow us on our Twitter account, which Chase is knocking out of the park right now, little by little. Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. Got lots to talk about. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Before I hand it over to our pretty little princess, for those that were wondering during the first segment as to who I was talking about, who was it that gave, I'm sorry, $1.2 billion to the abortion groups? $1.2 billion to the abortion groups? Mr. Warren Buffett.
Wow.
Mr. Warren Buffett, man, he was one of the favorites of the conservatives, man. He's, hey, listen, if nobody can do it, Warren Buffett can, yeah. You know? Now we find out again. See, this is what happens, friends, almost without fail when you pull the curtain back on these people, especially when they go out and about unscathed by the media. For some reason, the media favors these people. And then when they do favor them, you need not look any further, friends. Rest assured, something's wrong with them if the media is siding with their stupidities,
right,
and their
exactly.
carnalities, because that's really what it comes down to. So anyways, Mr. Warren Buffett is his name. And again, he gave $1.2 billion to abortion groups. So much for him and his conservatism, friends.
Yeah, he's going to have to stand before God one day.
1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And we're also showing you our deeds with our faith. Faith without works is dead.
Dead.
Deeds, not words. George Washington, my little children, let us not love neither in word nor in tongue, but by deed and truth. 1 John 3:18, extracted from the scriptures. And who said that? None other than the Spirit of Jesus Christ himself. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? And before you say anything...
Are we singing?
I'm going to pull up Trey Gowdy in just a second here, but go for it.
Okay, well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As we always say here at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. Now, I've been kind of on this little roll here. We talked about some facts pertaining to the Revolutionary War yesterday. And now, today, we're going to talk about the Civil War. These are some very interesting fun facts. Well, they're not really fun facts. They're just facts about the Civil War and what took place during that time. Now, the Civil War, for those of you who do not know, was the bloodiest war ever fought on American soil. During an average day during the war, approximately 600 people were killed. By the end of the war, over 618,000 people had died. This is more Americans than World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War combined. Hmm. So for those of you who didn't know, wow, how bloody the Civil War was, yeah. It just goes to show you what all took place. Now, if the names of the Civil War dead were organized similar to the names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall, the Civil War Memorial would be over 10 times longer. So if you put it in perspective what the Vietnam Wall looks like compared to what would happen during the Civil War, it'd be 10 times longer because of all the names. During the Civil War, 2% of the U.S. population died. This is equivalent to 6 million men today.
Wait. Say that percentage again.
2% of the U.S. population died.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so this is the equivalent to 6 million men today. While rifles were the deadliest weapons during the war, disease, just like we talked about during the Revolutionary War, killed more men. Camps became breeding grounds for measles, chickenpox, and mumps. 1 million Union soldiers contracted malaria. So a lot of the devastation that happens during war, especially when we're talking about the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, was from disease and these, you know, different things you can contract during this time. Now, one of every 65 Federals and one of every 45 Confederates were killed in action. The youngest soldier, now for all you kids listening, you listen to this. The youngest soldier in the Civil War was 9 years old. He was a 9-year-old boy from Mississippi.
Wow.
Now, the oldest fighting in the Civil War was an 80-year-old from Iowa. Hmm. More than 10,000 soldiers serving in the Union Army were under 18 years old. So look at the responsibility put upon those young
men. It falls
on
the young people.
It really
does.
Every
single
time. It really does.
Yep.
Yeah, a civil war.
You know what? Why don't we just resolve war?
Exactly.
When those leaders that want to create war for their own gain, why don't we just stick them inside of a ring and let the masses sit back and watch them kill themselves?
Exactly.
I mean, that would put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
I mean, rather than millions of people dying, why don't we just send them into the ring?
Exactly.
You know, you think about all of these dictatorships, and you go back to, again, Adolf Hitler. He didn't pull the trigger. He had to blind the next generation. He had to dummy them down. He had to deceive them into actually believing that what he was doing was the right thing and that they needed to fight for him.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, let's see him prove himself first and foremost.
Exactly. You know, when you take an up close and personal look at, you know, some of these statistics, you say, wow, there really is just an awful price for war, and there's an awful price for freedom. And it's amazing how sobering it is. Now, a Civil War soldier's chance of surviving the war was about 1 in 4. So about 1 in 4, that was your chance being able to survive. Gettysburg was the largest battle ever fought in North America. And finally, this is interesting when you put this into comparison. More Americans died at the Bloody Angle in Spotsylvania, Virginia, in May 1864 than at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944. And that's kind of surprising to find out, just because of the fact that, you know, when you think of history, a lot of what your mind goes to is D-Day. And, you think about these specific points in history that were very monumentous, you know. And you look back and you think, wow, more Americans died in Spotsylvania, Virginia, in May 1864 than at Omaha Beach on D-Day. So when we go back and we look at the awful price of war and the awful price of freedom across the world, we should be, first of all, very thankful for the sacrifice of men and women. And we should also be motivated by love to live for what men and women have paid the sacrifice for our country.
I believe it was Plato.
Preserve it.
I believe that it was Plato that said, only the dead have seen the end of war.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you know what's interesting is when we look back at history, we know the end. I mean, you know, we look at the Revolutionary War, we know what happened, we knew the end of it. But while they were fighting it, there was an unknown. You know, you're looking at a force that's superior to you, as, you know, outmatched in every single way. You know, you don't even have uniforms. But we can look back and say, oh, so brave, you know, so brave is right, because these men, especially of the Revolutionary War, were fighting and saying, wow, we are specifically outmatched, outgunned. But because they had the will and the desire for freedom so much, and because Providence and God was on their side, they prevailed. We need to be very thankful for the freedoms that we have.
Okay. Now, how do we want to take this? We want to listen to Trey Gowdy really quick. Well, as promised, I'll just play that. It may not be in order, but folks, what I'm doing is I'm just fleecing you right now. I'm just dropping seeds on you. The video is 3 minutes and 27 seconds long. It's great stuff. Let's go ahead and play Trey. And folks, what he's doing, Trey Gowdy here, actually going after a bunch of useful idiots. You know them as a room full of journalists. He puts them into silence in 3.5 minutes. I'll start playing it on this segment, and then I'll pick it up at the beginning of next segment. But here we go. You ready for this, Chase? Let's roll. This is great stuff, folks. This is how you confront ungodliness and corruption in this government. There is no other way to do it.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time, but you know they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, can you help? We have men under attack. Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like. If that's true, why was Susan Rice on the 5 Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started?
Folks, right when we come back, we're going to continuously play Trey Gowdy asking the journalists, the useful idiots, the questions that they can't answer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, so what we have here, friends, I'll rewind it just a little bit. It just took 3 minutes for Trey Gowdy to shame an entire room of useful idiots. You know them as the state-run journalist, into silence. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back to the point where he started asking questions. Now listen to his questions to the journalists. In other words, why haven't you actually conveyed the news, not the propaganda that's vetted through the White House of the New York Times and approved by the Barack Hussein Obama administration before it's actually released onto the people? No, I want to know, why is it that you're not answering real questions? So here's Trey Gowdy asking the journalists in the room the real
questions. Additional security were denied. Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time, but you know they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, can you help? We have men under attack. Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like.
P.S.,
if
by the way,
true.
She's been promoted now, too.
Why was Susan Rice on the five Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration?
Concerning Benghazi, friends.
In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight, and you were supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections.
They'll always do whatever you get them, let them get away with, won't
right.
they? Yep, he goes on.
I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, what difference does it make? I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I got to play that one more time.
Amen.
I got to play it just right at the
how
end.
How he could have ended that perfectly.
No, it was perfect.
That was perfect. Basically, it's like, listen, it's a slap in
said
the face.
Said Benghazi happened a long Here. Time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
And he walked out.
Amen.
Is that not
That's awesome.
Government? How many people bought it? The lie. I mean, people are in the state-run media, these journalists that are still trying to find out real answers when, in fact, they know they've been lied to time and 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 time again by this administration, and they have the gall to still question the credibility of a criminal. Yes, I said a criminal administration.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have 312 million people allowing this criminal and his administration to rule the roost.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on America.
It's good. I mean, how he left it too. There was no thank you for your time, no appeasement, no kind of brushing it over. He just basically got up there and kind of slapped everybody in the face and then said, and then just left. And that's a good way. People need a good slap in the face sometimes because it's like, listen, you know,
sometimes
we're responsible. Oh, a lot of the times,
yes.
Actually. It depends on who you talk to, I suppose. But you go and look at what happened and look at the fact there's no answers, no justice brought forth, and the audacity
there's
for them to say.
There's a mockery of the crimes committed
exactly.
at Benghazi by this administration. And it's being perpetuated on the American people on a daily basis. And we've said this so many times, but it's true. And our forefathers warned us of this. You add strength to tyranny by tolerating the crimes of this administration. And let me ask you something, friends. If that's not true, then why are we where we're at today?
And why is no justice, as he said, no justice has been brought forth. So Barack Obama said, listen, I want to find out who did this and I want to bring these people
He's
to justice.
He's got zero credibility.
Of course.
Zero.
A year later... Okay, no one's been prosecuted. There's no justice. What if that was your father? Or what if that was your son who died?
Well, that's how people start their ministry.
Exactly.
Really
and like
is.
You said, the mockery that's there saying, listen, dude, that was like so long ago. And why are we talking about this? I don't know. Maybe because people were killed and we have no answers and we know that we are blatantly lied to. Maybe some of the answers that we need to get are still out there, obviously, and justice needs to be brought forth.
But you can't, just like I said earlier, you can't reason with people that are unreasonable. And trying to reason with these sort of people is trying to administer medicine to the dead. What needs to be brought forth is the law against
exactly.
their crimes after impeachment. And there's no question about that. Because if the American people don't rise to the level of expectation concerning righteousness in their land, they're never going to have justice and they're never going to know peace.
That's right.
And that's exactly where we're at today. I say this because yesterday I actually ended the show with this, but Aristotle was right when he said tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Again, we are only where we are at today, my friends, is because of apathy and because of tolerance. And tolerance of crimes committed against you. Friends, you need to understand where this corruption. The crimes are always committed against you at large because an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere because sooner or later, it's going to come to your front door. Now, let me bring this to another positive. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. And what we find across the country are people are afraid. And then you have to ask them, what are they afraid of? And for the most part, they can't tell you what they're afraid of. What they're afraid of at length, let me be the conscience of this country for a moment, if I might. That means with knowledge, let me bring knowledge to your understanding. People are afraid of what the state-run media has to say, when in fact, here's the hypocrisy again, most people say they don't believe what the state-run media actually promotes
mm-hmm.
or advocates. Well, if you don't believe it, then what are you afraid of? See, the fact of the matter is crime in this country don't want you to, actually crime and those that commit the crimes, criminals, don't want you to realize that they are heavily, heavily, heavily outnumbered. See, once you figure that out, friends, that's when it's going to be all over with. And I've shared this so many times in the past, is if this administration had all the support that it needed and that the state-run claim that they had, then why is it that they continuously keep pushing for amnesty? Why is it that they are bringing in foreigners into this country under the radar, stealth-like friends, Muslims and the such, even illegal immigrants? As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. But the point here is if they had the support, why do they keep aiding the enemy concerning the American people? Because they don't have it, that's why. Case in point, Washington Times just headlined, feds released hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, and sex crime convicts. Immigration officials knowingly released dozens of murderers and thousands of drunken drivers back in the U.S. in 2013, according to the Obama administration's statistics that could undercut the president's argument that he is trying to focus on the most serious criminals in his immigration enforcement. Friends, you need to keep in mind, he is promoting crime. You need to understand this. This proves the point. Among the 36,000 immigrants whom U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released from custody last year, there were 116 with convictions for murder. This president, and I've said this, folks, just listen, look at the track record of this ministry. Look at the track record of things that have been talked about. If we're not 10 years ahead of the game, we're 12 years ahead of the game. If we're not 12 years ahead of the game, we're 14 years ahead of the game. And that's the spirit of Christ in the ministry. If we're not 2 years ahead of the game, we're 2 months ahead of the game. But friends, let me ask you the question, those that have been listening to me for years, how many times have I warned this, even when it wasn't in sight? And I'm not trying to bring accolade to myself. I'm simply trying to get you to realize that the spirit of Christ is very much alive by showing us things to come. And he's warning us of things to come. This stuff has been in the air for a long time before it was even written in the Washington Times or the New York Times or the state-run media, friends, or this administration was nowhere. As a matter of fact, I remember one time we were in Florida. It was probably 14 years ago, and I was in the tub, and I said to my wife, I said, I'm telling you, the government that you know it is soon enough going to be no more. And this was 10, 12 years ago. It was right after, actually, I believe it was before September 11th. Because the message that we were actually, the sermon we were living, I should say, was actually the Lord's bringing, there's some things coming to America that we've never seen before in this country and the U.S. history. And sure enough, it was September 11th. I believe it was 6 months later, all of a sudden, the two towers dropped. And once the two towers dropped, the American people became the object of tyranny concerning their government because you were the ones that have been under attack in this country, friends. But anyways, in saying that, going back to my point here, if this president isn't actually inciting domestic insurrection, can somebody please give me the definition of what an individual does to bring forth domestic insurrection? Releasing illegal immigrants, 116 murderers that were incarcerated in the United States, this president gives them a waiver to be released on the streets of America where they murdered in the past, 43 for negligent manslaughter, 14 for voluntary manslaughter, and one with a conviction classified by ICE as homicide, willful kill, public official gun. That was his label. I mean, again do we need to say before people wake up?
And what is this president trying to do? I mean, obviously he's trying to stir things out. You know, it's so
telling.
You know, the Bible says, we've talked about this a million times, you know a man by his fruits. It doesn't matter if he says, I want to crack down on those, you know, on immigration, you know, with crimes and blah, blah, blah. Well, what is he doing?
He's doing the opposite as he's always done.
Right.
What is, going back to Trey Gowdy, friends, what is Benghazi? He was busted gun running to Benghazi. Go back to Fast and Furious. What were they doing? They were busted for contriving war against America by putting the guns into dangerous drug dealers' hands in Mexico, only to point the finger back at America and blame America, said the president of the United States. What is it that you need, friends? 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts? I'm curious. Let me hear your hype. 1-866-233.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
One 233 0747. Was just talking about feds released hundreds of immigrant murderers onto the streets of America, drunken drivers onto the streets of America, sex crime convicts onto the streets of America by this criminal administration. To take it a step further, illegal aliens on Capitol Hill. You ready for this, friends? Adding strength to tyranny. Illegal aliens on Capitol Hill demand amnesty by executive order.
Wow.
They are going to their criminal.
And bypass the Constitution. Don't want the law.
Yep. Where in the world or in what country can individuals who are not citizens or illegal immigrants visit the capital city of that country and basically demand that country's leadership make all illegal immigrants citizens?
Ugh.
Question mark. Well, none other than the United States of America. And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, it is bought and paid for. It is all being staged. It is all planned out. Remember what, if you know a little something in your history, go back to the criminal himself, Roosevelt, back in the 30s, the progressive himself. He was the one that said there's nothing that happens in politics unless it is first planned. So you better bet your bottom dollar. You have criminals as representatives, namely Rep. Paul Grajavala, he's a Democrat out of Arizona, who invited illegals onto the Capitol Hill to bring a list of executive orders that President Obama should implement, which includes stopping deportations and reuniting deportees with their families that are in the U.S. Six illegal immigrants, along with an immigration attorney, compromised a blue ribbon commission that unveiled a list of 14 things Obama should do without congressional, without your voice, without Congress's voice. the approval that would provide millions here illegally with amnesty.
So we're inviting the lawless
criminals
to come.
Yes.
And demand.
They'll always do what you let them get away with. Government does not have the right to break the law. I know this is responsibility radio.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
This. I know this isn't like the conservatives that just keep talking around the issues. Hey, sorry, friends. I'm sorry that I'm not here to feed apathy and tolerance to those that think it's something that's American or patriotic. No, it's a lack thereof.
And when you're inviting illegals to come on the Capitol and demand
Freedom Outpost right
their
now.
Their rights.
May 11th, 2014.
I mean, do people see that there's something wrong? I mean, surely we have a list. We have a long list of abuses.
I think what we should do is we should just appease the people, Stephanie. And I think what we need to do is we just need to keep acting like a bunch of foolish, yeah, useful idiots, like we don't really know what's going on.
Okay,
let's close our eyes and just listen to what they say, yeah, and then we'll follow the lead.
You know, when you look at it, you look at all the criminal activity that's taken place in America and on Americans themselves, lie after lie after lie after lie. And you look at how the American people have responded. There has been no real uprising response.
This is what I believe. There's been a response all across the country. And I believe that the cruelties of this criminal administration are swelling the ranks of the righteous. I do believe it. I've seen it. I just posted something yesterday where people are actually protesting this criminal at every step of the way, mm-hmm, lawfully, because we have the right to protest. And we have a right to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Mm-hmm.
Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. But aside of that, I believe that there is the voice of the unheard, which is going to be riot, which we don't want. The voice of the unheard is riot. Riot is the voice of the unheard.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, we don't want it to go that far. We want reformation, and the American people need to stand up as the law and bring forth the chains of the Constitution and chain up the criminals.
Now, I'm just going to put this in perspective. Now we see, okay, as you're mentioning, people are, you know, rising up across this nation. How quickly do you think that the American people would respond?
I think it takes them like 6 years to respond.
What I'm saying, well, how quickly do you think the American people would respond if we said, listen, we're not going to do any more baseball. We're not going to do any more hockey. We're not going to do any more football.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. What would people do? They would uprise because, listen, you're taking away their idols, their God, their entertainment, of course.
Yeah, we've seen this.
And there would be a sure way that they would demand you give this back to us because we want it back.
How's that working out?
When it comes to babies being murdered, when it comes to criminal activity, when it comes to people being killed, it takes us a long time to kind of, you know,
well,
get
you know
a
what?
Grip
Here,
on
here's
things.
The best way to do it. Am I being facetious? Yes, I am, but I'm serious at the same time in the same matter. You know what? As long as it wasn't your family member,
that's
how many
right.
people are not moved by a thing until it happens to them?
Yep.
You know, the thing is it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen to you. Prevention is better than cure. And this is what I say. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this foreign to the American people? The modern day version, not to our forefathers who actually walked through
the
Revolutionary War to establish what we have today.
If you look at the America as a whole, for the most part, I think our founding forefathers would be ashamed of us and how we responded. I mean, you know, even just you walk through a store. I mean, if our founding forefathers just walked, you know, through a store nowadays and just even walked down the street, they would be embarrassed. They would be ashamed at culture,
totally,
what they see.
You'd ask me that the other day.
Their eyes.
Yeah, they
would be so ashamed of what's going on here because they think, listen, what have we done? What did we sacrifice so much for? So you guys could waste it away?
No,
so you guys could not fight for it?
That's my next letter.
Yeah.
Rolling over the sacrifice.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And that's what the mentality is. And you say, well, maybe, I'm not happy with what's going on. That's great you're not happy about it, but what are you doing about it?
Are you enjoying your freedoms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gave you those freedoms?
Exactly.
Who sacrificed for those freedoms? How do you say thank you to those that sacrificed for those freedoms? You just let this go on? Because when you read the Declaration of Independence and you see the usurpations of tyrant King George, they have far surpassed, friends. America today has far surpassed what our forefathers stood against.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on America.
That's right. And now for those of you that are out here listening and saying, listen, I want to support you guys because I believe in what you're doing. I believe in what you're doing. not what you're talking about, what you're doing. We were just out in California. We were in Arizona. We just got back from Georgia. We are literally turning talk radio into do radio. And for those of you who say, listen, finally someone I can get behind. Finally someone who's not sugarcoating it. Finally someone who's not being diplomatic, but being black and white and telling us and giving us not only the problems, but the answers. The answer is Jesus Christ. He's at the source. That's the root of the tree. If the hearts of men are changed, all the branches will be different. We're going towards the heart. That's the root of all evil. When you go to the heart and see the sin that's in the heart, when the heart is coming before God in repentance, and then you'll see a change and everything else will be different. And for those you say, yes, I want to get behind that, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button to make a secure one-time donation, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And some of you now have been listening to us for years and you say, I've thought about it. Or what exactly does that mean to become a son or daughter of liberty? What that means is you say, okay, listen, every month I can do so much a month. For some people, that's $5 a month. For some, it's $50, $500, whatever you can do to help us consistently springboard from that platform. That's what we're talking about, where you join together with us and say, listen, we're linking in arm in arm because we know that we can't do this unless we all band together. You may not be able to be on the front lines, the battlefield, like we are on a daily basis, but you say, I want to support you. I want to bring you ammunition. I want to bring those things you need. You know, I'm talking not literal here, just for those of you that say, yeah, they're telling them to bring bullets. No, I'm talking about supporting us in a way that we can go out and get the job
done.
But
if you're asking if we do have bullets, of course, what American doesn't?
Exactly.
Right. We have the right to bear arms.
Exactly. Right. That's right. Yeah. So when you go and you say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can either make a one-time donation or scroll down to say, become a son or daughter of liberty. It's very easy. There's four different ways in which you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And the best part about it is you get to see Bradley's face every day on the live stream.
I just got a post here. You want me to read it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It says, Wilson said, Bradley Dean, he said, I don't know how you got to my news feed, but I love you. And he put, not in a gay way, he said, I hope that you continue to be a patriot and keep up the great work.
Amen.
Appreciate that. That's funny. I'm just scrolling through it right now.
Yeah, you know, and it's good because a good word in due season, how well that is received. And we are fighting the good fight of faith up there, but we need you to join together with us. Side note as well, product of the week is My War Part 3. For those of you who say, listen, I want to get some of your product because I want to get this message out in people's hands. What can I do? I'm just a housewife. You know what? Mrs. Housewife, invite all your lady friends over and sit down and go through the My War 5-part documentary series. Talk about equipping a lot of these women out there to do what needs to be done and get the job done, educate their children. You'll be doing a great thing. You can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. The My War Part 3 is a $20 donation, but monthly sponsors get 25% off. So you're saying, what can I do? There's always something you can do. You just have to be creative about it and ask the Lord to lead you what you can do to bring forth change, the true change, actually going back to the old paths and restoring this nation back to its roots.
Amen. I like that. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Amen.
I like that.
I like that too.
Little David.
Yeah, David, wasn't he the guy that took down that big guy? What was that big guy?
The guy that said, by my God, I can go through a troop. And by my God, I can leap over a wall.
Amen.
He said, breaketh forth upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth. Mm-hmm. Let judgment run down, said Amos, and righteousness like
a mighty stream.
Amen. I like that. Folks, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. Talk to you then. See ya!